This is Long-Term Care Connections for July 22, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. On July 16, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services released the long-awaited guidance on the Nursing Home Risk-Based Survey National Implementation. Expanding RBS was one of AHCA's key recommendations to CMS in how to rationalize the regulatory environment, a pillar of AHCA's Better Way agenda. This announcement is a result of ongoing advocacy efforts with the administration and will make a dramatic difference by helping to reduce staff burden, survey backlog, and incentivize high-quality care. CMS plans to implement the nationwide RBS on September 8, 2026. Currently, about 12% of all nursing facilities nationwide will qualify for the new RBS survey process. Check this week's issue of LTC Connections online for more details. More information on webinars and additional member materials from AHCA will be made available soon. Assisted Living Facilities, remember that Residential Care Services will launch its community program pilots for investigation of facility-reported incidents this Friday, July 17. RCS has released a Dear Provider letter with further resources and information to help your facility navigate this update. Read the letter in full on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. The Washington Board of Nursing is collaborating with a doctor of nursing practice on a survey for employers of nurses. The purpose of this survey is to better understand the organizational, systematic, and other obstacles employers may encounter across Washington State. The insights gathered will help inform recommendations to improve employer support, nurse retention, and patient safety. WABN would greatly appreciate your participation by July 24, 2026. You can find more information and a link to the survey on this week's issue of LTC Connections online. Long-term care leaders met in Seattle this week for WACA's annual board retreat, an opportunity for connection, networking, and strategic planning focused on the future of skilled nursing and assisted living in our state. It was also a time of reflection on the longevity of the association's mission in uniting providers under shared, achievable goals. The board retreat brought a unique opportunity to discuss WACA's advocacy strategy and legislative goals heading into 2027 and refine the framework needed to meet the political environment in Olympia head-on. The WACA staff is grateful to our board for their expertise and guidance and their representation of our association members as they bring their experience to our regulatory, advocacy, education, and social offerings. CMS Regions 9 and 10 are joining forces for a special edition of CMS Current, and this time, it's all about you. Instead of the usual prepared topic, CMS will cover the most common questions they've received about Medicare, Medicaid, and the health insurance marketplace, then open things up for a live Q&A so you can get answers in real time, directly from CMS staff. The session will be held Friday, July 31st, at 12:30 p.m., and is for all Medicare or Medicaid beneficiaries, marketplace consumers, family members helping a loved one navigate CMS programs, and organizations that assist people with these programs, including long-term care providers. Find a link to register on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. On July 20, CMS issued a Quality and Safety Special Alert memo regarding the protection of voting rights and autonomy of vulnerable residents in long-term care facilities. The memo reminds providers that residents retain all constitutional and statutory rights, including the right to vote and the right to decline participation in elections. Further, CMS outlines examples of instances that the agency has been made aware of where the voting rights of residents, including those with diminished mental capacities, have been allegedly unlawfully violated. Facilities should have a plan to ensure residents can exercise their right to vote, whether in person, by mail, absentee, or other authorized process. Check this week's edition of LTC Connections online for more information and a link to read the memo in full. In this week's grassroots update, the WACA team is strategizing for the 2027 legislative session. Top of mind is the state's grim fiscal outlook, which looks to worsen before it gets better. To that end, WACA is working to engage members in building lasting relationships with targeted district legislators. These relationships will be essential in building resilience as the state grapples with limited resources. Learn how you can join this process by contacting Aiden Swain at WACA.org. With every new advocate, we grow our voice and expand elected officials' understanding of the quality long-term care delivered at member facilities across the state. You can find out more about WACA's advocacy strategies and initiatives at waca.org/advocacy. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Registration is now open for Fall Conference. Coming up September 14th to 16th at the historic Davenport in Spokane, this event brings together long-term care professionals from Washington and Idaho for professional development, networking, and community. WACA's signature specialty trainings are back. These intensive webinars prepare administrators or their designees to qualify as a facility-based trainer in the specialty topics of dementia or mental health. Join us September 2nd and 3rd for the dementia session, and September 9th and 10th for mental health. Register now for the LEAD Assisted Living Executive Training Program. This multi-day virtual workshop, held September 29th through October 8th, helps assisted living administrators at every level, and those who aspire to be, to gain proficiency and develop their skills with confidence, capability, and efficiency. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.